Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Let's get on with the show because we are bracing ourselves for Storm Bram to hit the country. Met Aaron has issued an orange alert and we have, I'm delighted to say, Gerry Murphy here in studio with us. Gerry, you're very welcome. Here we go again. What are we expecting this time?
Well, Storm Bram is a deepening depression which is going to move up along the west coast of Ireland tomorrow. Now, there's really two significant parts to this. Overnight tonight, we have the first warning is a yellow level rainfall warning from 9 p.m. tonight until 9 p.m. in the morning. Now, that's yellow level and the rain will move quite quickly. So the rainfall amounts won't be excessive, although it will be quite heavy. However, all of that rain is falling on already totally saturated ground over much of the country due to recent rainfall. And the heaviest rainfall will be in southern counties. That's where we have the yellow level rainfall warning for. And there is certainly a risk of river flooding as well as surface flooding due to that rainfall overnight. The second part is the winds which take hold tomorrow. So for southern counties, again, from 10 a.m. until, first of all, there's a yellow level warning for all of the country. It's going to be a windy day everywhere. But the most significant winds then will be in the south through the morning and afternoon. And as well as that, with those southerly winds, there'll be a big storm, fairly big storm surge with this in the morning. So there is a risk of coastal flooding along the south coast at high tide tomorrow morning between 8 and 9 a.m. Also along the west coast at high tide between 8 and 9 a.m. due to the fact that we are in spring tides already, coupled with the storm itself. So the timing is such that there's a risk of coastal flooding there. And there'll also be a risk of coastal flooding at high tide in the afternoon along the east coast. In terms of the winds will become strongest along the in Connacht and into West Ulster through the afternoon and evening. And those winds on the latest run look as if they're strengthening, which means that we can expect very strong winds through the afternoon and evening in western counties. Initially, in our warnings, we had coastal, but we've taken away the coastal because though they could extend further inland at this stage. So rain overnight, risk of flooding at high tide in the morning on the south coast, the west coast, a windy day tomorrow and stormy on the south coast for a time and certainly in western counties through the afternoon and evening.
OK, and you said there you've already moved from saying just coastal, worrying about just the coastal areas because there will be wind elsewhere. There is a chance that, as I said there in the opener, that this orange warning might be upgraded, isn't there?
The nature of this storm has been quite uncertain. That's why it's named relatively close to the time, because the track was uncertain. And it is deepening, so it's going to get deeper as it goes north. So if what we call the cyclogenesis, if the deepening becomes more rapid, the winds increase more, and in that instance, we would be considering an orange warning for a short time for one or two counties. But we haven't made that decision yet, so I don't want to preempt that decision.
You mean a red warning?
A red warning for a couple of counties, if the information warrants that it's deepening further. But so far, we have it in the orange bracket, and as more information comes in, we decide then. There's also the possibility that some of the warnings to further east may be reduced actually as well. It's quite volatile in that way. But there is certainly the possibility that for a couple of counties in the west, for a short time, it could go red.
And that was my question. Is the west is where you'd be most worried about?
Yes, exactly. So
is the advice then, unless you need to be travelling tomorrow?
Yeah, as always with storms, the advice is if unless you need to be travelling, do stay at home. In relation to travel for the yellow level areas, it's a windy day over much of Leinster, for example, but it's not going to be drastic in terms of winds. But at this time of the year, decorations are up, there are lots of things out and about, so people need to be very careful. And it is all happening during the day when there are a lot of people moving, etc. So certainly with regard to people need to be aware in the morning, in the south, of flooding, because the heavy rain overnight could lead to flooding. So flooding, poor visibility there with regard to that. Coastal flooding, south coast, west coast in the morning at high tide, so be aware of that. Then during the day, a windy day everywhere, but very strong winds along in the south during the morning, early afternoon, and very strong winds for much of the day in western counties, and especially through the afternoon in western counties of Connacht and up into Donegal. And usual precautions apply, because basically there will be the risk of falling trees, falling debris, and very poor visibility and difficult traffic conditions. So in general, as with all storms, people need to only travel as necessary and take as much care as possible.
Okay. Thanks for that good advice as always, Gerry Murphy. Many thanks for joining us with that. Now let's go to Waterford, because as Gerry was telling us there, that is part of the country that is going to get the brunt of Storm Bram. Gabriel Hines is Acting Director of Services for Waterford City and County. Hello, Gabriel.
Good afternoon, Katie.
What are you telling people down your way now to expect over the next 24 hours?
Well, as Gerry said, it's a multi-hazard event. We're getting gale force winds, we're getting coastal surges, and we're getting heavy rainfall. So we're being hit by the three elements together. So it makes it complicated and potentially a very dangerous storm, as outlined by Gerry. So overnight tonight, we have significant rainfall from 9 p.m. tonight to 9 a.m. in the morning. We're expecting some spot flooding. The possibility of some streams overflowing. There's a possibility of some rivers overflowing, so you could get river flooding as well. Now, to complicate this, we have southerly winds with spring high tides, as Gerry said. So early morning, we have high tides at around 8 to 9, and couple that with the southern gale force winds, we're expecting surges of around approximately 0.6 of a metre. So we're going to get, we have a potential for flooding in lowland coastal areas during high tide in the morning.
I was just going to say, are we talking about the city or down along the coast, the Copper Coast there?
We're talking about the city, the Copper Coast and Dungarvan, all coastal areas that are lowland. Now in the city, we have flood defences. We've put those in place this afternoon. So I'm confident enough the city area from a coastal point of view will be protected. We've also put flood defences in Passage East. So I'm confident enough that we'll be okay there. The other coastal areas, the low-lying areas, Tramore, we have closed off the Prom, and we've areas in Dungarvan. We're expecting coastal flooding in our car parks at the coastal locations. So we've closed those off as well. So just to continue on, Katie, then the other difficulty we have then tomorrow from 7 a.m. in the morning till around 3 p.m. tomorrow, as Gerry said, we have an orange wind warning. And we're going to get winds in excess of 70 kilometres an hour. So we're expecting fallen trees, branches, wind-blown debris on our roads.
And the other
power lines down as well.
Yeah, and the other thing that I hadn't occurred to me until Gerry mentioned it there is all the Christmas decorations are up in towns and cities, and in Waterford, I'm sure you have a lovely job done down there. That's an extra consideration, isn't it?
Yeah, outdoor lights, garden chairs, garden ornaments, all the risk of becoming flying objects. They're extremely dangerous. So my advice would be either to take them down or secure them, because they pose a significant risk. And as Gerry said, this is happening during the daytime hours. People are out and about. There's a possibility of something coming loose and flying through the air.
Okay. Again, good advice. Gabriel Hines there, Acting Director of Services for Waterford City and County. Thanks, Gabriel, and take care down there. Now, if you're just joining us, we've been hearing on this programme about the impact of Storm Bram, which is due to hit the country in the next 24 hours. It's been described as a multi-hazard event with the potential for significant damage and disruption. For more on this, I'm joined now on the line by Keith Leonard, National Director of the National Directorate of Fire and Emergency Management. Keith, I understand you met today with all the local authorities and relevant government departments to discuss what's coming down the line. What were you talking about? What were you discussing?
Yes, Kate, we met with all the local authorities and the key critical infrastructure operators and essential services this morning and yesterday, to anticipate the impacts of Storm Bram And really, we're looking at, as you said, a multi-hazard event, and looking at kind of calibrating the response. And a kind of a key piece, I think, that Merthyr Éireann emphasised is how dynamic a system this is. So those warnings could even change, you know, with very short notice. And that's important that people keep up to date with the warnings.
Yeah, because we heard from Gerry Murphy that for a couple of counties in particular in the West Coast that we could be looking at a red warning if the storm tracks in a particular way.
Absolutely. So certainly important, as I say, that people are very, very up to date with the warnings. And really, you know, that those coastal conditions tomorrow are going to be difficult right across all coastal areas tomorrow. You've got that wave set up that the onshores, the low pressure, you know, making, you know, very difficult wave overtopping and possibly coastal flooding in a number of areas tomorrow.
Are local authorities prepared for what's on the way, do you think, Keith?
So local authorities have been preparing since yesterday for the arrival of Storm Bram. They've been, you know, putting their severe weather testing teams on standby. Outdoor staff have been out kind of clearing culverts, gullies, and really trying to anticipate flooding, which unfortunately is going to be another key factor here. And that flooding piece may even lag. It'll hit the coasts tomorrow, but it may lag in rivers up to Wednesday and even Thursday in some areas.
In terms of, if the news gets worse on this front, could we be seeing public events, maybe even Christmas markets and the like, postponed?
I definitely think event operators would want to keep, again, monitor those forecasts very closely. And I think where we're getting up into those really difficult wind situations, particularly along the west coast tomorrow afternoon and evening, I think there may be a call need to be made for a number of event organisers to maybe either close early or cancel events tomorrow.
And just generally, Keith, before I let you go, what advice would you have for homeowners, workers or anyone thinking or needing to travel tomorrow?
So again, for homeowners, I think the key advice is just any loose garden furniture or any other objects that could blow around in the storm to secure those this evening. And for people travelling tomorrow, be very aware of the conditions, plan your journey in advance, make sure you know that the route you're taking, it hasn't been blocked. Keep up to date with local authorities and AA Roadwatch also provide very good information, and really slow down tomorrow. Be very careful, be very vigilant on your journey.
Okay, we'll leave that there. My thanks to Keith Leonard, National Director of the National Directorate of Fire and Emergency Management.